The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
Welcome back to another edition of In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. Glad you can be here with us. You said I said us, and you only hear one voice. Well, this is the time when I introduce my crew to you. Today, my crew consists of the Doctor.
What's up, everybody? Y'all ready to have a good time? Y'all ready to rock out, crew?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is at this time I like everyone stand to their feet, remove your caps, put your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate it.
How about that?
It's hot outside.
No shit.
Just putting it out there.
Heat never hurt nobody.
Shit.
A lot of heat hurt people, but a little heat never hurt nobody.
There's a lot of heat out there.
Keeps you honest.
You talk about the music.
Keeps you honest.
I'm like, and rain. Damn it. It rained like 47 times on Saturday.
Yeah, right. We needed that a little bit.
I mean, but damn.
Not that much.
Not that much. Yeah. And then it rained again yesterday. And then it rained today. But he'll do that.
Right. And you know, it's funny. Sometimes it cools things off. Sometimes it makes it hotter.
Makes it swampier.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone noticed there's like a lot of dragonflies around these days?
I have noticed.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know. They're cool as long as they don't land on me.
I know, but they be coming real close.
Mm-hmm.
They be playing chicken with you.
Right.
Well, better that than cicadas. What you gonna do?
How about that?
This is true. This is true.
Them blind, scary, clumsy.
Noisy.
You know what I'm saying? Scary ass bugs. Ugh. Ugh. Horrible. Sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up.
Alright.
Anyway, sorry.
So since we have been together for the last week, what's been going on with all of you?
Not much, dog. Like Queen say, just trying to duck the heat, man. You know,
trying to survive, stay alive.
Mm-hmm. All that kind of good stuff. Power back on. I'm loving every minute of it.
Oh, yours went out?
The show power back on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought the power went out too. I was like,
because some people's power went out yesterday.
You know what? Mine did for a minute.
Thought he didn't pay his bill.
Well, see. Yeah. I was thinking it was really bad weather yesterday too. It was a whole bunch of lightning and thunder, and so I thought your power went out.
Yeah,
being back on.
Right.
The show.
I thought he had to make a left to go to Pepco. Or make a right and go to the liquor store. He went to the right.
He did right.
Every time.
Never fails.
Anyway.
that I have.
Did it start it like the show? Did it start off like, you know?
It started off real good.
Okay.
And the way it started off, the episode, once it ended, is a lot of ways that they can go with it. Mm-hmm. And that was real smooth the way they did that.
Okay.
So, you know, that's going to bring a good season, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So what season is this?
Season 5, I want to say.
Damn. Mm, yeah, and each episode is what, an hour?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Hey, Brian, you know what you might like? You ever watched Ballers? With Dwayne Johnson? You would probably like that, though.
I've seen some clips of that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I agree. I think it's something I might like. It's just, with all of my other shows that I watch, and I watch some real obscure type shit, you know, mainly dealing with cars and nature and shit like that. So
that count what we watched earlier.
That's foolishness. Mm. Yeah.
But you know what though? I'm gonna tell you what's cool though. Sometimes when there's nothing really on, just think about a series that you really probably wanted to get into or just binge.
True.
Just man, dog. That's when you had the most fun because you can once in one go all you in next episode. Next
right.
So you just, before you know it, you be finished the season. You will be all caught up. As opposed to try to remember when them joints come on, because I know what you're saying, though.
Can right. I tell you, I just did that yesterday. But, well, first off, I got HBO because Insecure came back.
Oh, okay.
And yesterday was the season premiere.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay. Well, but I had already, like, watched, you know, like, the whole season one, like you said, binged.
Right.
Go, because it was, like, a free...
Some of them are real addictive, though. I'm Once one saying, go off, you'd be like, I need to see what watch. Goes
right.
on.
Right, yeah. It was like a free HBO, like, week or 2 weeks, so I, like, binge-watched it. But now, because it came back on, I was like, oh, hell, I'm going to have to shell out the
$15. Right.
So I can get through this. But I binge-watched season 6 of Veep. I don't know if you've heard of that show.
Mm-mm.
It's the one with the, what is it? Julia Louise Dreyfus?
Oh, used to Veep. Be
on, Veep. That's
I thought you said Beep. I was going to say that. That's why I said, I ain't seen that. Oh, yeah, the Veep. Vice yeah. President, bro. Yeah, she is funny, though.
She is off the goddamn hook with that show.
Yeah.
And I just found myself like, episode 1. And okay. It was like 2. It was 3. And next thing you know, now I'm on like, it's 10 episodes. I think I'm on episode 10.
And you know when you get mad, when you get at the very last one and that's it, you'd be like, God damn it.
Right. And I didn't watch 10 yet just because of that, because I didn't want to be like, oh man, the last one. Right, I'm going to be pissed. Right. So, yeah. So, yeah, I do that.
Okay.
I binge watch a lot.
Yeah, it's fun though. Like I said, when there's nothing else on, might as well.
Right. Okay. Let me do it. Anyway, I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
That was good. That
so,
was good.
How was the rest of your weekend or week? No, you worked. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, this is my weekend here.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was okay. It was good. You know, I can't complain. Like you were saying, it's just hot out that month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just
right. It's like sweat running down your face.
Uh-huh.
In between parts, you're like,
make
why?
It rain.
Okay.
Nigga, I can make it rain with my face.
Okay.
In, the heat.
In between the parts, you're like, I would use like baby powder, but I don't want to get cancer. You know? And it's like, what else can I use? I don't know what else to use.
Right. But I don't think, when it's that hot, I don't think it's anything really is
really?
Going to help you. If you think about it, if you put powder on your face and start to sweat, you probably, that should probably just cake up.
Not on your face. I mean, in between the parts.
Oh,
I mean, you don't have boobs,
but
in between your boobs. I don't know if guys do balls. I don't know if y'all, whatever.
Ball, powder balls.
You know what I'm saying? Like your back.
Okay.
I had to gold bond them joints today.
Uh-oh.
See what I'm saying?
They stick to your leg.
Okay.
And you fuck around and tear one of them bitches off and take a wrong step. I'm serious, man.
It is that hot. You
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And then like, they don't move out the way in time. You fuck around, sit on the bitches.
Squash one of them joints.
Yeah.
Ball juice everywhere.
So you got to keep them. When it's this thick, you got to keep them.
All balls
powdered up.
How about that? Both of them too.
Okay. So balls, boobs,
mm-hmm.
Everybody powder. Can get the gold. There I wonder what's the is there something different in Gold Bond versus like the Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah, Gold Bond give you a good little tingle. You get that nice little woof. to be like tingle, tingle, tingle.
What do you mean tingle? You mean is there like a cool, refreshing something that it's supposed to have? Yeah. Or?
It's medicated powder.
Oh, Lord.
So it's like,
you got to be careful with that. Ladies, do not use Gold Bond.
Right.
You put that on the wrong.
The vajayjay. You get all up in there.
That sounds like a problem. Yeah,
boy, that jump. It's like
what was it?
It's like your balls eating a York peppermint patty. You get the cool sensation.
You're getting the sensation.
Ew,
okay.
It feels great though.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Cool, I got the little travel journal with me, so I can re up halfway through the day.
Like, you don't even go to the bathroom, do you? Just open the pants up and
you know what I'm saying?
Be walking powder and shit.
You know what I mean? Somebody will be like, hey, B, nice to see you. Pat him on the back.
Right.
Only thing is when you go to the bathroom and you look like you got a little old turtle. Like,
okay.
Turtle, turtle. Wow.
Just be like,
so, with the Gold Bond, just once a day, or you got to do it like...
I mean, he takes
a travel size.
Oh.
I'm extra, so I do extra shit, so... But you can die. You buzz it off one time in the morning, a good generous amount.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to sidetrack.
You
want
to know the amount?
No. I want to know, like, are you, like, putting your hands the ball, or
you
just open...
wash your hands 10
times. You just open your pants and just whoosh.
Absolutely.
Or your draws.
I move the balls on one side. Move the balls to the other side.
Oh, so two. Double.
Then I move it to the front.
Oh,
and then a little bit on, and then a little bit on the draws.
Damn, that's like 10.
Yeah.
He got a kilo.
Right, he get pulled over by the cops. I'll be like, sir,
right.
What's in your pants? What are you hiding?
You going down, bro. You going down. It's like running a toxicology report. Yeah.
Okay,
damn, 10. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Hey. All right. Okay. Okay.
Well, there you go, fellas. Now y'all know. Two to the side, one to the front, one back. Bam.
Wait, ready to go. And one on top. Wait, two.
I mean, if you got
two,
small balls, then you could probably just do it in general.
And just poof. Okay.
But you know. Gifted with pretty nice balls. Dick may not be all that big, but my balls
are
pretty
big
long.
sausage and beans.
Why? You know.
Why?
Walk right into them.
Right. Why? Okay. All right. So my weekend.
Don't go bond.
Oh, I already said that. Ladies, do not go bond in your panties. It's gonna be a rumble in the Bronx. Let's see. It will be. I see your face.
You never know. Some of them women, boy.
You said what?
Some of them women, they need extra strength. Extra strength.
But I'm just saying.
Extra strength.
But I'm seriously. Yeah. I'll medicated.
You
anything.
Saw my post about Summer's Eve.
I forgot what you said. I don't remember.
I said that must be why they named it Summer's Eve, because that shit tell all your business.
Oh man.
A nice hot Summer's Eve.
But shit, Johnson's baby powder not medicated.
I know.
And didn't they get sued or something?
Yeah, because that's why I said the lady had cancer. So I'm like, what else?
So maybe
the
medicated is the way to go.
I think they have women's Gold Bond.
Do they?
Yep.
Yeah, because it comes in. There we go.
You know what?
I think it comes in like a light blue. I think the men's are in the gold. I think the women's are light blue. I think. Don't hold me to
that. I'm sorry. Don't squeeze anything random that could fuck up your pH balance. Just don't do it. I mean, maybe you want to dust it lightly over, but don't. Like you were saying.
No,
like,
that's the ball squeeze.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. Like, even if you don't do it. You might have to wash your hands, like you said, 10 times, just on your hand, and maybe dust up. Don't, whoosh. I'm just saying, then you're going to have, like, you know, cancer in your booty.
Or powder ball.
Or a yeast infection. I don't know. I'm just saying, don't do it.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Balls would look like some beignets, and I get done.
Like fresh out the oven, man.
Right,
man. I'm trying to tell you.
Chicken gizzards.
What? Then you get coffee on the side. Shout out to New Orleans.
There you go. All right.
Anyway, again, my weekend. What I'm gonna say? Meh. Oh, wait a minute. I take that back. I'm sorry. Man was for Saturday because I didn't do nothing. Friday, bum, 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 went to go see Girls Trip.
Oh, that sounded like it was going to be funny.
That shit was hilarious.
Okay.
I mean, granted, as one friend put, if you're a prude, don't go see it. Because there's one scene where you will like scream out loud. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, I'm not even going to give any spoilers for people who didn't go see it yet. But please go see that movie.
Okay.
Like, and if you can go with your girls, go with your girls. If you have to go by yourself, go by yourself. Mm-hmm. There was like a dude at the end of the row that was sitting beside me. I was like, did you come by yourself? He was like, yep. I was like, okay. I said, all right, you better do it. But I mean, he was in there cracking up just like we were cracking
all right,
up.
All right. That's what it's
I'm
all
telling
about.
You, that movie was funny as shit.
I can tell like, by just
I knew it was gonna be funny, but I didn't think it was gonna be that funny.
Oh, okay.
And shout out to Tiffany Haddish. I know she probably may never hear this, but shout out to her because she made that damn movie.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You can tell there were parts where she was doing
improv. She's a little thick too.
Okay, but I mean, but there was
I saw her do a little stand up type thing.
Oh, okay. There was parts where she was doing improv, and you could tell.
Right.
I mean, everybody in the theater was hollering. Like, damn near every time that woman opened her mouth.
So, more than likely, you're going to see her again.
Well, she was on the Carmichael show before. I mean, it got canceled, but she's been in other movies.
Okay.
But, I mean, but I think this is really where a lot of people, like, you know, took notice of her.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And if people haven't seen the, when she was on Jimmy Kimmel, they need to go and Google that shit. Because was hilarious. And I meant to go that low on purpose. It was funny as hell. I mean, seriously, like, she's so animated, and she was telling the a story about Will and Jada and, like, you know, going on a swamp tour and taking edibles and just like and smoking. And she's just like, so as she put it, like, South Central and like down. She funny as hell.
Oh, okay.
Like, cool. Seriously, she made that movie. I mean, not that the other three didn't, but really, she pushed it over the top. Like, it made it extra crazy and extra funny.
Cool.
So please go see it and support, you know, the lady so more films like this can be made. I mean, Bridesmaids was really good. It was funny. But this one
was a joint, huh?
Yeah. I'm like, I have to go see it again because, you know, when you go to a theater where all black people, you know, you miss a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no shit.
You know what I'm
no
saying? Shit. Although I was very impressed people weren't totally talking out loud and yelling at the screen. But, you know, you still have to go see it again. Mm-hmm. So that way you can, like, figure out where was I or what happened here or, you know what I mean?
But you know what? It's a lot of movies. I don't care how many times you see it. Every time you watch it, it's something. You be like, I never noticed that. I done watched this y'all 10, 20 times. I never noticed she said that.
Right. But yeah, this is one of them to me.
Okay.
You know, and I don't know if people buy DVDs anymore, but just go ahead and support them and buy one when it comes out.
Got it.
Stop. Don't watch this shit on your jailbroken Fire Stick because they're not going to get no points for that. So it was number two.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, man. What was number one?
What's that movie? Dunkirk or something. The war movie with one of the One Direction boys in it. So I assume that's pretty much why that movie, you know, it was like it was a war movie. But, you know, that's probably why that one was number one. But I mean, but seriously, this is a hard rated R movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could tell.
So. No, I mean, seriously. There were some parts that the trailer didn't even do it justice.
What?
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway.
Cool.
I'm going to stop with my girl crushes. Talk about that.
That's
movie.
Cool, man.
I just want people to go see it because it was really dope.
Cool. Now all five of our listeners going to go see it now. Shit.
Excuse you, 15.
Oh, okay. My bad.
15 listeners.
Yeah, Dubai and... Right. Brazil. I forgot.
Right. 15 listeners. Thank you very much.
Right.
Sorry. Anyway, B.
Cool.
Super dope.
My bad.
Nothing really popped off this week. Yeah.
Okay.
I slept a majority of Sunday. What did I do Saturday? I didn't really do anything Saturday. Just kind of kicked around the house.
No shopping?
Straightening up. No shopping. Second half of the year, and kind of saved all my vacation time, so I got to start getting ready for that. So I got to cut shopping back a little bit. Yeah. That's about it. I didn't really do nothing.
Okay.
Cool. So I'm going to be a bore, people.
Cool. I don't think that's bore. Sometimes it's okay not to do anything.
No shit. And catch up on sleep, too.
You know what I mean?
Shit.
Yeah, when you you need it.
Yeah, I actually didn't mean to do that. I got up. I had a nice breakfast. I got up at... I didn't go to bed until 6.
Sure,
Sunday
of
morning.
Course. Well,
and I got up at 8.
You mean Saturday?
Sunday.
Well, Sunday morning. Oh, because you did... Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I got up at 8, and I was like, all right, let's start the day. And made breakfast, and I was like, all right, go back to bed.
Shit, that's the best shit.
Isn't it, though?
Woke up about 5 o'clock.
That early breakfast in?
You know what I'm saying? You eat, you chill, you fall asleep, and you ain't even realize you fell asleep.
Right. Next thing you wake up about 3 in the evening, 4 in the evening, you're like, I feel good.
Right, you can get your shows in, you can binge watch some stuff.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I got up, I hit a couple Marshalls and just kind of...
You did go shopping.
Well, not really shopping.
That's not real shopping.
Yeah, just kind of looking for, you know, little house knickknacks and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. I ain't been to Marshalls in a minute.
Yeah, I always like to... Thrift shops and Marshalls. I always Marshalls and Ross and TJ Maxx. And
okay.
I always like to pop
house
in
stuff. I agree with you with like those places, yeah. But I'm like clothes wise, I can't.
But see,
I can't.
You got to do it when you have patience.
And I don't have any.
And see, that's why I learned big league. You got to literally item by item.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
I can't.
Always you find that one little damn ain't that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh.
Yeah, if you go to the right one, you right. But I don't have the patience to, you know, rack.
Right.
Go through.
I never go there with an agenda.
Oh, no, you
that
can't.
That'll piss me
off. Oh, no, you can't. So like you said, it's a random pop by. Right. Let me see what they got. Mm-hmm.
But houseware type shit, you pretty much hit on the head every time.
Yeah, they have good stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
No doubt. No domesticated ass nigga. Ooh. As he is.
Hey, you know Burlington sells shit like that too.
I actually went to Burlington yesterday too.
Oh,
Marshalls,
okay.
Burlington, Marshalls. Yeah, okay. That's what I did.
Yeah.
I have not been to one in a long time.
Then I went to a third Marshalls today.
Because I remember back in the day, Burlington was just Coach, right?
Right.
When they first started. Now,
most of their
like,
shit,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Looking for a good price.
Go to Burlington all night.
Did somebody call a doctor?
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, my nigga?
What's Oh, okay, okay.
Hey.
All right, okay. Well, then, with that said... Let me go on into my stuff. Let me see. First on the agenda, Wiz Khalifa. Okay, now we all know Wiz Khalifa for smoking weed shit. You know him and he used to mess with Amber Rose, right? Was it him? He used to mess with him? Yeah, and all that old crazy stuff and all that old kind of stuff like that. But check this out though. Lately, my man been working out. And now I don't know how serious he is about this kind of stuff like this here, but he was on vacation in the Napa Valley. He was at a wine tasting event.
What?
Yeah, were you there?
I wish.
Oh nah, that's because you would have told us, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah.
You were if you weren't at that movie, you would have been there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Silly. Anyway, yeah, my man getting into the MMH fighting stuff, man.
What?
My man, yeah. He was like I said, he was in the Napa Valley and he was chilling with his girlfriend, Isabella Gutis. Okay, now he was down there with Michael Strahan and Jay Glazier. From the Fox News, the Fox show, sports show. Little short dude. What is his ethnicity? Is he like, I don't know. I've always been trying to figure out. Brian knows.
I'll Google.
Anyway. Yeah. But anyway, he was down there hitting the mitts with Jay and everything. And I seen Jay Glazier work out a little bit. He a little short dude.
But they were
too.
Doing this in Napa?
Yeah.
You what? Messing up. You supposed to be drinking.
Well, yeah. He was supposed to be. But anyway, he fitted that in, hitting the mitts with Jay Glazier. And also the star cat Zingana. I don't know if I said that shit right. Ooh. But he was doing she's one of those WWA women MMA fighters or whatever. But working on his kicks with her. So they say Bama's been going hard for about 3 months doing this stuff. So I don't know whether he has an agenda or not. But was that his motivation?
I was going to be an MMA fighter because I was high.
What drunk?
Whoo! Well, all right. Now, like I said, I don't know how far he's going to carry this year, but he's going to have to get up off that weed if he's serious about it, though, because he's still a little skinny, motherfucker.
Right.
How you going to knock somebody out? You go,
okay, because like you know the wind is going to be knocked out of you.
How about that? And how much wind you going to have in you smoking all that goddamn weed? You know? But hey, if it's you know,
to our smokers.
Hey, I guess you got to start somewhere.
Wake and bake.
You know, hey, how about that? Wake and bake. That let me write that. Brian, write that down. All right, moving on to some other little good stuff here. Y'all know, Floyd Mayweather is getting ready to fight McGregor coming up soon, right? And this is a little boxing phenom. Dude's supposed to be real good. His name is Gervonta Davis. Okay, now he went on a 6-mile run. Okay, he was in Houston working out with his new partner, with his new workout partner, Drake. I don't know what's going on with these rappers these days, but I don't know. They must be getting in shape for something. I don't know. But anyway, him and Drake was, you know, working out, and they said Drake hung in there with him for the whole 6 miles, too. And Drake provided him with a workout song and everything, and it had Mr. Davis's name in it and everything. Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. So Drake must be into some kind of shape too.
He is.
Maybe they, yeah. Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, maybe they can have some kind of rap off fight. So that I don't know. That'd be something to see. All these Bamas always having beefs and shit. Why not get in the ring and get some money?
Who was it? Chris Brown and I forgot. Chris Brown,
Soldier Boy, or one of them,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a lot of them though.
That never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Which was stupid.
Right. And what's his name? We was just watching them on TV.
Safari.
Safari and
what was it? Meek Mill. Yeah.
No.
No. Yeah.
No, it wasn't Meek Mill. It was Meek Mill and somebody else, wasn't it?
No, Safari was his crew. I mean, he got his ass kicked by
Meek Mill's crew. But it was Meek Mill.
You're talking about Ray J.
No, it was Meek Mill or somebody else before Safari, wasn't it? Wasn't it Meek Mill going at
Drake?
Meek Mill and Drake. Exactly.
Meek Mill and Nicki.
Yeah, it was Meek Mill and Drake at first. And then, you know. That's
Drake, come on, man. Drake didn't really do anything besides a rap.
Yeah. But anyway, it's been a lot of them though. You know, since they all working out now, hey, you want to prove yourself? You know what I'm saying? How much? I mean, but for real, you never know. That might bring in a lot of money, depending on which rap it is. You know how serious, you know, the people would take it. But you know, if y'all just gonna be in there bullshitting and try to take our monies and shit, I ain't like I'm gonna pay for that shit anyway.
I want to know who's gonna watch the Mayweather
McGregor
fight. Like, who's gonna pay for that?
Not me. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I go to somebody's house and watch it, but all Mayweather gonna do is run around the ring, you know, get some punches in, and he ain't really going. Well, I think gonna
McGregor
try.
Gonna run around the ring because Mayweather, it's boxing.
Okay. But shit, okay. Mayweather run around when he box. Okay. You know, if you really watch this fight lately, if you get him mad, or if you tag him a couple of times, and you know, like you trying to make me look bad, then he is standing there with you. Okay. But other than that. you know, he's trying to avoid getting hurt because he know he getting, you know.
Shit. Yeah, McGregor won't. Can, bang, bang. You can just be like, pow, I'm falling to the ground. I'm making money.
Yeah, well, that too. He's been talking shit, too.
He has been.
But you know, that's how they all gonna do that.
No,
shit.
He's extra talking shit.
You doing extra
he's
shit?
All slavey talking shit.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
You saw that shit?
Yeah, like, I'm like, calling him boy and all that kind of shit.
And talking about, hey, black women, I got the, you know, doing a, yeah, fuck him. And not in a good way.
Oh, okay. Well, that might motivate Floyd to really fuck him
right,
up.
Right. I really actually, for one time,
want to see Floyd
beat his ass.
Well, you don't like Floyd?
I don't really care about him, but this one time. Because I don't. I'm like, you showboating, you do too much.
Muhammad Ali did the same thing. Everybody still love
no.
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali wasn't in the club making it rain and spending.
Muhammad Ali had that much money.
I don't care what he have, but I'm saying he wasn't doing the same random ass whack ass shit he was doing. Okay. So I'm just saying, and talking like his shit talking was at least kind of cool. His is just like stupid shit. Yeah. But
he's young,
I don't care for this. For this one, I need Mayweather to beat his ass.
Okay. I like Floyd. Okay, what
I'm just saying. I don't know. Whatever. I just need this one time.
Just this one time.
One time. Okay. Beat his ass.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Go. Yeah. Floyd, beat his ass. Go out with a blow of glory, man. Put his ass down. Yeah, that'd be
do
good.
It.
But you know what? If Floyd knock him down, knock him out, Floyd probably gonna fight again. He gonna slice his desk. Gonna slice him right.
Well, after
on
that, I don't care.
After that, okay. Good. Oh, hey, y'all heard about Usher? Okay, Usher admitted, okay, in docs, that he has herpes simplex 10. I mean, 2. Now I got
super herpes.
Yeah, right.
Super herpes.
You know where I got that from, though, right? You know Beverly Hills Cop? when he tried to get in to see Victor Maitland. I need you to tell Victor I have herpes simplex 10. He was like, no, you can come on in. You can come on in and tell him that yourself. But anyway, yeah, Usher admits that he has herpes simplex 2. Okay, now this broad, she ain't really saying her name, so we're going to call her Jane Doe. Okay. Now, she was hurt when she found out that this man admitted to have it, and they had unprotected sex. So she went to the doctor. There's the music. She went to the doctor, and she had it too. So now she wanted. Well, she started off wanting $10 million from Usher, but okay, now she wants $20 million. Okay, yep, she wants $20 million for emotional harm and medical bills, plus another $20 million for punitive damages.
Ooh, damn, that's a lot. You only got 1.1.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, aim for the stars.
Yeah, yeah. That way, when you negotiate, you can get down about $2 million. That's
I'm
it.
Just saying.
Get the hell out. Jesus Christ. I mean, you the one had unprotected sex. See, that's another thing. Yeah, unprotected sex. Well, I ain't going to put it all on one person. You knew the shit was unprotected when you did it. God damn it.
Well, I wouldn't even say that you've had. I mean, come seriously, who in this room has not at one point in time?
I've never done it.
You've had a kid. You have. Don't even say.
I wasn't gonna say I didn't.
I'm looking at your face. You try to act like you have not.
I was married though.
Mm-hmm.
I was married. I was married without children at the time.
Anyway,
see the doctor.
Right. But I mean, I'm just going to say, like, from what I saw or what I read from, or maybe it's your sauces. I don't remember.
Could be the sauces.
That it was like an ex bridesmaid of, you know, when they got married, him and, what's her name? Tamika? Whatever.
Tamika.
Mm-hmm. And the ex bridesmaid. So that was your girl.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So. Were you like doing it beforehand? I'm not saying you deserve the herpes.
Right.
I'm not saying that because no one deserves
the herpes.
No one.
Yeah, herpes.
No.
But see,
clearly,
here's what I don't understand about Usher. Why did he take the defense of? Hold on, she gave it to me.
He could. I mean, he could. But he told her, or something happened, and it was like I guess she realized he had it first. And it was like, oh, no. I mean, but it's not really like that.
I'd have been like, you scandalous hoe.
You gave it to me.
Although she could have proved that in a medical record that she didn't, but still. I mean, seriously, women have wellness checks, like at least bare minimum. At least bare minimum once a year.
Supposed to.
I said at least bare minimum once a year.
I'm saying she's supposed to.
No, you said it like they all of them do.
Right. I don't know. We don't know what this bitch was doing.
If she was drip, drip, dripping.
And
I'm just saying, I'm kind of funny, but.
No, I know, I know.
Saying,
but I'm saying, but
if
then,
I was Usher, I would at least try it.
I don't think he could have.
No, I don't think he could have.
Because right. They were talking about a.
My shit was good.
I don't think he could have.
So does that mean his ex-wife has it then too?
Well, it meant maybe it was after.
See what I'm saying? I had it, Your Honor.
Right.
What'd he say was? Happy who? What?
I had like it. 10. I mean 2.
Please. Next thing you know.
Uzi.
Well, now he's actually being sued. Or he could potentially be sued by other people too.
Yeah, how about that? Just like Charlie Sheen. They coming out the woodwork trying to sue his ass again too.
That motherfucker got like AIDS or HIV.
But what's that? Hey, still. Shit, if you can get a little money, shit, you gonna throw your hat in there too. Just like this Cosby shit.
But that's what I'm saying with Usher. Other women are like, hey.
I wouldn't admit it, that shit. Although I had it, I wouldn't have went out like that. I wouldn't tell.
It was something about like a phone call, and like I think like she was there, and I guess he was gonna be like, "Oh, listen to my doctor. He's gonna say I'm good." And the doctor was like, "No."
He had that shit on speed.
You know what I'm saying? You have some shit oozing. No, you're not good. He was probably like, "Oh, call drop."
It's too late, dude.
Jesus. Yeah. Anyway.
God damn, boy. We gonna take a moment for. We'll have a moment
before we get to that.
Okay.
Before we get to that, okay. Just kind of. Yeah, just wanna. Before we get into that, I just wanna. Get into somebody else first. That. We also lost.
Don't do it to me.
Yeah. This one was a tough one for me.
This one was rough for me too.
Yeah. God. So Chester Bennington, I can't remember his last name. Of singer of the group Linkin Park was found hung. And you know, that's
via suicide.
You know, I'm gonna be honest. My first reaction was, again, anger. Because, you know, I hadn't heard exactly the details or whatever. I just heard that he passed. And so I'm thinking automatically, here's another Amy Winehouse case, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. But after finding out what he was battling, the demons that he was battling, you know, I can dig it. Shit. We're all built differently, and we all handle adversity in different ways. So I'm sorry that this was his only way out. But, damn. Rest in peace, dude.
Oh, shit.
That was a tough one.
It actually was because it's like, because I think he committed suicide on the same day. It was Chris Cornell's birthday, the guy from Soundgarden, his birthday. He had committed suicide. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, and I know people do die every day. But when it's like someone is going through so much and they take their life, and it's like people, like I saw on social media, people were like, "Oh, you're so wrong for doing that." And I'm sorry, we should have said trigger warning. But people do that, and it's like, you know, they're like, oh, you did that, you're so selfish, and you shouldn't have done that, and you left behind all these people, da da da. It's like, you don't know what people are going through.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, maybe on the outside they might be smiling, but maybe they're going through something, and it's rough for people. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if you can listen to somebody, you can say hi to somebody, and these are, you know, people you might not know, because I mean, it's right. Not like we know this dude, but if you see somebody on the street, you know, you might say hi to somebody that, like, just by you saying hi could totally, like, help somebody and mm-hmm. save them and make their day. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know why, because it's like, you know, Amy Winehouse and, you know, and then, like, now the dude from Linkin Park. Like, Linkin Park is, like, actually one of my favorite bands, and especially, like, the Smash Up album they did with Jay-Z. I was like, this is my shit. Like, this is me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you listen to the words, like, when that CD came out that he was just playing, it was like, I was, you know, it's like music helps you in it, and you're going through things, and it's
therapy.
You know what I'm saying? And it's therapy, and it's like, you know, for somebody to, you know, to sing this song or to do this for you, and it helps you, but it unfortunately doesn't help them, you know, it's just a really sad place to be.
Right.
It's sad.
And for people to say that's selfish and all that kind of stuff, you don't know what that man was going through.
Right.
You know, why don't you just say rest in peace and you know, send prayers to the family. Get the fuck on, man. I don't mind all that bullshit.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No, I ain't but right.
You know, come on, man. Even if that's your, you know, if that's what you think, fine. Just, yeah.
Keep that shit to yourself.
Exactly. You know, I don't mind.
Whisper it and let it go.
Right. Yeah, you know.
So.
What you gonna do?
But from one sad point to another sad point, you were about to say.
Yeah. One of the anchors here in D.C., Mr. Jim Vance, who was an anchor for about 45 years here on Channel 4. He passed away Saturday from cancer. Okay, and he died at the age of 75. I remember Jim Vance as a little boy, and when they were showing some of the pictures when he had the little bush and he was looking all young. I could remember that.
You remember?
I could remember it because, you know, my grandparents, my parents, everybody watched Channel 4, because if I'm not mistaken, there weren't too many news channels, or I think it was just like 4, 7 and maybe 9 or some way back in the day, you know. But he was actually the first black anchor that I could remember, you know, from way back in the day. And he was just smooth with it, you know. And then when you see him over in Africa and Zimbabwe and shit doing stories all up, you're like, yeah. That's my man right there. And like I said, he was always smooth with it, you know. And they said he had been battling cancer for a while. And then he always wore the little slick little suits and everything, you know.
Little earring.
Yeah. And I think he battled drugs, you know, medication drugs and stuff like that for a little while too.
I think it was more than that.
But you, I mean, I could never tell when he was on air, you know. But
he was honest.
Mm-hmm.
He said he had problems.
Yeah, you know, that's cool. I don't know if y'all ever saw this, but it was one thing he was doing, and George Michael was sitting beside him. What was the big lady name?
I forgot her name, but I know who you're talking about.
And it was a lady going down the runway. It was some kind of model runway or whatever, you know, and she was modeling something. So, you know, she turned around to go back, you know, behind stage, and she fell. And they were just saying, you know, she, you know, tried to make her get up. You know, she got back up, you know, started walking, and she fell again. And that thing was, I mean, it was funny. It was so funny. And him, Jim Vance and George Michael, they laughed so hard. But you had to, though. You had to. I know they didn't want to. And the lady was like, y'all just having a good time. And it was like, they couldn't even talk because they were laughing so hard. But that's one of the memories, you know, one of the good memories I have from my, well, there was a lot of good memories. But, you know, I'm going to miss my man, though. Mr. Jim Vance. Mm-hmm. You will be missed, my brother.
You know, I remember sort of early on, like you, Doc, when what brought my attention to him was in two instances where I saw my mom, like, you know, like she was crying, like, you know, when he was going through his battle with, I think it was drugs and alcohol or what have you. Hmm. And, you know, she was really torn up about that, you know. And when he made his when he made his comeback to being back on air, you know, she was so happy. Then it was tears of joy. And I was just like, damn, you know. And it was from that point where I really started just paying attention to him.
Right.
And, I just like how he just handles his business. Dude is just, he's like, so he always struck me as a dude that when you be outside playing, you'd be like, man, I wish he was my dad. You know what right, I mean? You know what I'm saying? You'd be right. Looking at somebody else's pops and be like, I wish that was my dad.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
He just kind of struck me as that dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, definitely Jim Vance. He was a class. Right. I got a chance to meet him one time.
Oh, no shit.
And actually,
I did too, one time.
It was about a year and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he actually came down to the club. And when I kind of caught him and he saw that I made eye contact with him, he was just kind of like, you know, just keep it quiet.
Oh, okay. Because
I was about to be like, Jimmy!
Right.
But I kind of caught myself. I was like, all right. I was like, you know. So I kind of just kind of walked out and just kind of made a little path for him just to come in without anybody else kind of catching on to who he was.
Okay.
Yeah. He just came and had a couple drinks and chilled or whatever.
Okay.
You know. But, you know, Jim Vance was so cool. Before I say his queen, did you have anything that you were going to say?
No, I've met him one time before, too. And I think I was at the Kennedy Center for, what was it, to see Kurt Elling. And it was just like, oh, that's Jim Vance. You know, it was like right. One of those moments. And just to see him and I don't remember, you know, as far back as Doc, him being on TV.
Mm-hmm. I remember afros.
No, I'm sorry.
The mutton chops and all of that.
But it was really cool to, like, just see a black man on TV. And he had his struggles and he had his, you know, his inner demons and his battles. And to see him, like, overcome and come back and everybody be like, you know what, we love him.
Right.
And we appreciate him. And he probably saved people. Mm-hmm. Maybe that were going through the same thing that he was going through. Mm-hmm. He was like, and he was so open about it. Right. You know what I'm saying? He was like, this is what had happened to me. Let me tell y'all so you don't have to go through the same thing. And I'm sure he saved lives. And as they've been talking about him all weekend, you know, that he's done like so many things, like charitable, like he just had like a lot of things going on that we didn't know about, mm-hmm. You know?
Absolutely.
And it was, I don't know, when they showed actually the unveiling of the mural at Ben's Chili Bowl. So anybody coming to DC, you don't have to necessarily go to Ben's Chili Bowl, but at least go to the alley where the, you know, the paintings and the murals mm-hmm. are so you can see, you know, see what's up. And it's like, I don't know, it makes it extra special.
Absolutely.
Because he's there.
Right.
I think further back in that alley, a little bit around the corner, they were talking about doing the idea of putting the three of us right by the trash can.
Right.
I was going to say, can they at least give me like 2 months until I finish with you, Jim? So, yeah. Okay, anyway.
But you know what? I cannot confirm this. But Doc, you got to feel me on this. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel me on this, Doc.
Okay.
Jim Vance was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So smooth.
Mm-hmm.
That I got to give him credit for this, even though I don't know if it was him for sure. But Slim, you can't tell me that Channel 4 didn't end their broadcast in the meanest way possible. Y'all remember on the evening news when they would end it like this?
It's like a quiet storm. I remember that.
And this, the last voice you would hear was Jim Vance as they thought to this song right here. Can't tell me he didn't tell them.
Oh man.
We're going to go out with a little piece of this, y'all. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the In Deep Show. All right, we got a little heavy, you know, on the last, you know, segment, but that's okay. That's all right. Thank you for hanging in there with us. Thank you, as I always love to say, thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate it. Shout out to the people that always share the show. Single simulcast, forget that yo, off that drank. Thank you so much, you know, fam. Representing. And if you have any feedback.
I think it's a breath of fresh air to have to get that yo back.
Well, I think it came back.
Yeah, I said it's a breath of fresh air to have it back.
That's what I said. It came back.
Yeah. All right.
I think they had to work out some things, as you know, we all know, because life gets in the way.
That's right.
I'm saying you have to just sometimes it just works out that way. Life gets in the way. And then you regroup and then you come back. And that's you're like right. Voltron.
Come back strong.
Right.
There you go.
Anyway, so again, we like to thank you for listening. And thank you for sharing. And, you know, if you want to send us feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
We love to hear your voice. I mean, and we don't take that, like, lightly. We really do. We love to hear your voice. First of all, we get to actually hear what our listeners sound like. And then it's like, wow, somebody took their time out to send a voicemail.
That's right.
I mean, you know, that's real.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So if you do, 202-750-1437. 202-1-IDS.
If I can give a little tool to help folks out, because I know sometimes, like, I'll listen to a show and, like, something will be said that, you know, I'm like, oh, I got to get feedback on this. But then by the time I get finished with my work day and everything, I forgot what it was I want to get feedback on. And don't necessarily want to go start the show over because I got about 4 more podcasts I got to listen to. And here's what you do. I call it live feedback. So most of us, if not all of us, have a voice memo thing on our phone or whatever. Just pause the show. Click over to your voice memo. Lay your feedback down. And then click back over for his listening to the show. That way, you don't forget your thought. You pretty much got it laid down. All you gotta do is just email that to us, and there you go.
There you go.
Right, you can definitely go that route too. You
it's
don't
already
have to,
done.
Yeah, you don't have to call us. Voice memo works too.
Absolutely.
With an email, because actually, I've done that before. Actually,
I do it all the time.
Numerous times for shows. Yeah, I've done that too. So, I mean, speaking of that.
Yeah, we got a little, have a little voice we'd like to share with you.
All right.
What's going on, In Deep Show? Rude Boy Am over here on these indie streets. Just try to sound my own for y'all. I don't know if y'all heard me. Anyways, what's going on, family? Good show, good show.
Beep, beep.
15, Word Assassin. That's to hear your voice, man. What's going on with your son, man? Your son sound like my son over there, man. So, I don't know how old your son is, but he's a very, very bright young man. Keep doing your thing. Man, that is an awesome show, man. I remember, Brothers Lehman's, they had their kids on one of their, shows, The Break, I believe. And that's awesome, man, to hear, you know, black families, you know, families involved in the, podcast game. That is awesome, man. I'll probably try to get my son on a voicemail so he can talk his ish, you know. He's Saudi. He was on LeBron's, train, even though he liked Golden State. Now, we used to live in Indianapolis, so he was a big Paul George fan, and I took him to like 3-4 games, and he really loved Paul George, and now he left, so I probably won't be going to any Pacers games anytime soon, because they're going to be boo-boo. As far as NFL, I haven't took him to an NFL game yet, but he's leaning towards the hometown team, well, the near hometown, because we're in Dayton, so the nearest town is Cincinnati, so he kind of a Bengals fan, you know. Since his friends are Bengals fans, and their dad, who are my friends, they are Bengal fans, so he's kind of a Bengal fan, but me, still a dog Eagle fan. I don't care what y'all got to say. And, man, y'all talking a lot of ish. All right, we're going to come out last? Okay. All right. I can't wait for the NFL season, man. Hey, we need to come with a In Deep or podcast fantasy league, man, so we can talk ish and see what's going on. How about that, Big B? Can you make that happen? You know, fantasy, man, In Deep fantasy team or some league or something, and then, you know, talk smack. Other than that, man, I appreciate what y'all doing. The young man did his thing, like I say, you know, it's nice to hear that. Other than that, man, y'all can do y'all thing, family. I appreciate y'all. And hopefully, man, I can come to D.C. My son was really excited about seeing the White House. But again, you know, his buddy Obama in the house. So he's like, Daddy, I ain't trying to go see that mean guy. Trump, that is. So other than that, man, y'all can do your thing. Much love. Rude Boy, signing out.
Rude Boy. My man.
I ain't gonna lie. That's cool. Master W, I was like, why is he in here? How's this gonna go? But it actually was a really fun, like, adorable show. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you sent feedback about that.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear your son, you know, say hello or whatever, because I think that would be super cute. And I'm sorry you're an Eagles fan. But
we'll pray for you.
You know what I mean? So it's great that he recognized, you know, the real. I don't even like Cincinnati either, but, you know, it's not the Eagles, so it's okay. Shout out to 15WA. Uh-huh. I was glad to see him, too.
Yeah.
Because it had been a minute.
Yeah.
So, still look the same.
So yeah, I was glad to see him, too. And it was great. That was like, oh, they're both here. And it was like, Master, you know,
Master
West.
Master Wesley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, and, you know, the other random man that, you know, whatever, happened to be here.
And please don't give 15WA the credit for the proper upbringing of Master Wesley. That's strictly done by his Uncle Big B over here.
I was going to say, you gonna claim some of that?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Damn okay. Right.
Okay.
Shoot. Keep that boy tucked.
Right. He's as adorable. Like if you see him, he's really adorable.
No doubt.
We were talking about like cooking earlier before the show, like what he likes to cook. He was like, yeah, I cook and I make this. I was like, well, what's your favorite dish? He was like, it depends. I mean, you know, I make this. I make chicken. I can do macaroni and cheese. I was like, wait a minute. Stovetop or baked? He was like, baked. I was like, oh, wait a minute. This little kid is doing it. Mm-hmm. I've seen on Chef Junior. You know what I'm saying? You know what? For real, he has a personality.
Right, that he has.
He does. I mean, I've seen like the pizza he's made, not baked, made from, you know, 15WA putting it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know who BT Dubs? He claims 15WA claims to be a chef, and I'm like, slow down, sir.
Yeah.
Chef, cook maybe. Chef,
a preparer of ingredients.
I'm like, but anyway, no shade at him. But thank you, Rude Boy, for that feedback. That was dope.
It's all good.
No doubt, man.
Good job. Good job.
You don't got to explain yourself for the team that you like, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
You do.
You know, just. I just wish you and all y'all peoples, you know, I just. Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Hell no, ain't even me alone, girl. Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Come on, Rude Boy. Flap them wings. Flap them wings, Rude Boy. Flap them wings, Rude Boy.
Say you have sweat dripping all over your body. Okay, well, all right. Need some Gold Bond.
Right. On your balls.
On your balls. 10 puffs. Maybe one to the back.
There you go. Two to the side.
Listen. Just saying.
Hey, man. Listen. So, this Thursday, training camp opens up.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Already.
Okay. Let's get it on.
Wait, is basketball season over?
Yes.
Still going on?
So over.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, like, we already in football mode?
We are in.
Okay. All right.
In there, like swimwear.
Okay.
Whew. My goodness.
All right.
You know, I'll be honest with you. This is it's going to be an exciting season. As far as putting together the little league thing, I don't really play fantasy football. I've never been that much of a stats geek to really concentrate on that part of the game. So I really never got into it. I'm an X and O person, so that's where I put my love. So. Hey, I'll tag along and have some fun, but I can't be the head of that. Sorry. But we can definitely do a weekly smack talk. You know, all of us got our teams.
Oh boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
All of us got our teams. We can all use IDS as the home base for smack talk.
I am not in that.
Mm-mm. Let's do it.
I will not be responsible for that.
I mean, mm-mm. Rumor has it, there's some Raider fans out there.
Uh-oh.
For real?
Yeah, I guess a couple of them left.
Okay.
I'm life? Just saying, I heard.
They dwindling, though. They
okay, I was like, is that real life? Okay. Yeah. I don't. Again, I will not be responsible for that.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Then, rumor also has it that there's some Eagle fans out there. Drop down and get your Eagle on, girl. Drop down and get your Eagle on, girl. Hell no, ain't even me alone, girl. Drop down and get your Eagle on, girl.
Right, we know about them.
Mm-hmm. Then I heard.
Uh-oh.
Then I heard. There might be one or two Cowboy fans out there. Yeah. Yeah. Doc, I'm getting in season form already. I'm in season form already.
Do you think?
Woo! Yeah. Hold on.
You know what would be real dope? If it was possible to go to the game, to the Eagles game. Eagles, Redskins.
Oh, I'll be there.
No, I'm saying for other people to join you.
Oh, yeah. You know, I tried to. I tried to make that happen. But the excuse that they're sticking to is that they're going to wait till week three to assemble and go to their home, go to the Eagles' home opener. Almost said the air.
I mean, what in the world?
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know it.
I'm like, how you not going, you know what I'm saying?
Just, no, save your coins.
All right.
And go to that game. One, you get to meet Big B. Probably 15WA. Depending on the date. Me.
September 10th.
Again, depending on the date, because I don't know where in the world is Queen Nene. I don't know where I'm going to be. But I'm just saying, come on. Like, that seems worth it. I mean, for real. Smack talking. Drinking. Eating.
K-Mizzy rolls with a crew of shit talkers.
Some more drinking. Maybe a bag of chips in between.
Right. And drinking.
And some more drinking. Maybe some nachos.
And we'll even show you a picture of Doc.
Right, because you know he ain't going
to get that day.
Pretty
you know, maybe
nice.
After the game, you know, we can take three or four cars and drive past his house on the way home.
Be like, bam, bam,
see if he can come out to the front yard and wave as we go fast.
Best I can do.
Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, my goodness. That's silly. But, you know, hey, you know, we're going to do what we can do, you know, with me.
Put on my calendar now.
Me and nephew, we working on that Raiders thing. So we are gonna try to see what else we. Hey guys, this is open to the public.
Absolutely.
If you guys want to join us at the Mecca, FedEx Field?
I was thinking Philly. What?
Well, the first game is here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh well, hell.
They don't play in Philly till the third game of the year.
Oh, okay. Because I know, like, we've gone to Philly.
Get the stench out of that motherfucker.
Uh-oh, boo. Okay. Well, we've gone to Philly for games.
Absolutely.
So.
That's a yearly thing.
But I'm just saying. I missed last year. So.
That was,
I'm sure I was somewhere. That's the thing. Where in the world is Queenie? I'm sure I was somewhere.
So, yeah. A lot of things on the table there, Mr. Rude Boy. Be great if you can jump in on any of it, but we understand, you know. I don't think we do anything with the Bengals this year.
Who?
The Bengals. Who? Oh no, but he's a Philly fan though.
Who? The Bengals.
I'm just saying, you know, we could have went up there and, you know, hung out with a little Rude Boy.
Again, can I say I'm glad he didn't come through like he thought he was going to come through, because I would have been mad at y'all. Y'all would have been like, yeah, we're having fun, posting pictures. I would have been like, I couldn't go, but I'm glad he couldn't come through. I would have been jelly. That's all I'm saying. Really, that face?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. Listen to one show that we do.
I did listen to the last show. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Did you hear the part that I was telling you about?
Yeah, I did. That was funny.
Right.
That was funny.
Well, we must skedaddle. Queenie.
Hey, yo. Let's see. I'm going to say two fingers to mi familia, hanging out and going to see Girls Trip. And your family is not necessarily somebody that was actually born into it. It's people you want to be in and, and to my actual family. Two fingers to them. One finger to cancer, because cancer sucks and it claims lives and we're not ready, and I'll just leave it at that.
Well, damn. Doctor!
Let me see. Two fingers to my IDS family. We got the show started off real early today. We can get home real early. It's beautiful, beautiful thing. Let's do this more often. Let's try this next week. Let me see. One finger to our president, Donald Trump. They need to impeach the dude. Just get this dude up out of here because he's causing a lot of shit, lying every day. He has no idea what he's doing. Neither does his staff. And get him out of there. And let's move on with what we got to do with the nation.
Well, all right. let's give two fingers. Let's give two fingers to just Most High giving us one more chance to wake up and get it right. And while we're at it, let's give one finger to I know I want to give it to something. Oh, yeah. Let's give one finger to my neighbors.
Hey, which ones?
Oh, what's that?
I'm right, because I'm like,
I don't know. They listen to the show. Maybe I should hold that one.
The right and left? Twix?
Both up?
That's what I said, the right and left twix.
Right.
Okay, hold that thought and come up with another one to the next
time. Man, they're going to stop taking my motherfucking parking space, man. Fuck that shit. God damn it. Stop helping yourself to my shit.
Oh, well, okay. That's okay.
That's fucked up. So you know you only got one vehicle now, huh?
Right. They just think, oh, yeah, we was going to use this shit now.
Put you a cone in that motherfucker.
Put something in it, line that bitch with nails.
Okay.
Well, my drunk ass come in and go in the wrong spot.
Right.
Cause are y'all parked the right spot today?
Oh yeah.
Okay. It just seemed, I was like, are they one and two and one? Okay.
Oh, so he got two vehicles now.
Yeah, him and
Skitty boo bop boop.
And then guests and shit just feel like, oh yeah, I can just take whatever. I mean, all the visitor spots right there open. I'm just gonna go ahead and take this joint right here. Yeah, that shit's gonna come to a stop. Love you, but not that much.
I know that's right.
Gotta get out of here, y'all.
We should.
It's been another great ride, another fun show.
Yeah, man.
You know, I know that I said early on in the beginning of the Indie Show that more of us and less of you is always a good thing. But we really want to hear from you guys.
No doubt.
Drop a line. You know what? How about this?
Did you say hi?
Holla.
How about this? I'll do some extra work. How about a whole bunch of y'all just, it don't even got to be feedback, just on your voice recorder, just say hi, your name, your nickname, whatever, and where you from. And I'll just put a collage of all that shit together.
Oh, that sounds cool.
There you go. I don't have nothing else to do. I mean, really. Yes. Stay tuned to the IDS page about some upcoming changes that might be coming down the pipe.
And, is he firing
us? I don't know. He could be.
Okay. All that shit. All
right.
I need more severance pay.
Right.
Oh, severance drinks.
Here, take your $5 and go.
All right. Now, you give me a 6-pack or something.
Right. There take you your $5 and go.
And with that being said, here on the In Deep Show, we don't like to let you go until we say,
God woke you up this morning, and now we'll rest the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now!